Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Police Department Interim Police Chief Brian Shearer about upcoming events.
The Indianola Police Department, City of Indianola, and other organizations around town have some events coming up. Tell us a little bit about what you want the public to know.
Yeah, this fall is going to be busy for the Indianola Police Department and the City of Indianola. I'll start you out with we're doing a Citizens Police Academy, and it is going to be October 12th and October 19th, 2 4-hour blocks, and we are looking for 12 Indianola citizens to participate in this. What we're doing is people who are really interested in learning about the operations of the police department, sign up, and we'll get you going through the Citizens Academy. Some of the topics we're going to discuss are patrol techniques, response to resistance, some implicit bias training, some firearms instruction, and our investigations division is going to do a presentation. This is going to be hands-on, interactive, and it is going to be a fun time.
Perfect. And people can apply for that at
the... at the city website, and the application is online. And it, I think October 1st is the deadline.
All right, perfect. What else has the city got going on?
What doesn't the city have going on this month? So the Simpson Central game, of course, is the 25th. So September 25th is a very busy day around town. So if you don't like the busyness and the traffic, my suggestion is avoid town, because not only Simpson Central game, I mean, obviously you should show up for that. Log Cabin Day parade is at 10 o'clock that morning. And KnotFest, a 10-band concert, is going to be out at the Balloon Field, and they are expecting 30,000 people to be in town that day.
Well, what suggestions would you have for people to try and avoid some of those crowds? I know Leave Town is obviously an easy one, but other things, I guess, talk about the Indianola Police Department's response to all the things going on that day.
Sure. So we will have a presence. We will be leading the Log Cabin Day Parade, of course, as we do every year. It's an honor for us to lead that. The Simpson Central game, we will have officers at that game. And, well, I guess we can get into KnotFest. So, you know, we want people in town. That's part of the goal of the city, to attract people and show this town off. So, like I said, 30,000 people. The traffic most likely will be coming from the north and then east on Highway 92 to the gates over there at the Balloon Field. This event's being held at the Balloon Field. So I would avoid that area if you don't want to be part of it. I'll be putting stuff out on our social media here in the next few days to give people more of an overview of what is going to take place and some of the routes of traffic and bus traffic and stuff like that.
Well, talk a little bit about, I guess, the response to that many people coming in. It's not something that happens all the time, but you at least get some practice with the fair and the balloons going on all at one time, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We're used to having sizable crowds in town. We love it. We can't wait to be part of this event. This is a bigger event than normal. 30,000 people is a bigger one than we've had. I think we had Laserfest in 2010 and 2011 where we had upwards of 20,000 people, so this one's going to be a little bit bigger, but everything usually goes well at these events.
Perfect. Well, anything else you want the public to know?
Yeah, so keep an eye on our social media, the Indianola Police Department on Facebook especially. We're going to do, ourselves and the city as a whole are going to do an event for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I don't want to talk too much about it yet because we haven't rolled it out, but we're going to have a special patch and a special wrap on our couple of our vehicles to honor those who have fought breast cancer, and it's going to be something special, so keep an eye out for that.
Perfect. Really looking forward to it. Anything else you wanted to get to, or just a general Indianola Police Department response to a really fun summer, I think, with a lot of things coming back in action?
Yeah, it's I'm so glad, you know, we could have the fair and balloons and all the events that Indianola is known for. It's been a great year so far. We're just going to keep it rolling into the fall.
Thanks to Interim Police Chief Brian Shearer for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk in Indianola.